Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Passaic Clifton. Today's date is Chafei Kislev Tavshin Pei Aleph Hanukkah Sameach Freilich LeChanukkah. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Daf Insights into the Daf series. Today's Shir is being learned in Mishmas Avraham Shaul Ben Shulam is Salma, father of Eretz Naphtali, may his neshama have an aliyah. And the topic for Brachos Daf Ches is the reasoning behind the command of Shnayim Mikra. 2 + 1 equals more than 3. The Gemara introduces the idea of Shnayim Mikra with a quote from the bottom of Dav Chesam Adbeiz Aleph, which will stretch all the way till Chesam Adbeiz will reach you the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Ami. L'yolam, it should always be done. Yashlim Adam Parshiyos Avi Matzibur, a person should complete the parashios of the week with the tzibur, meaning this week, for example, we're reading parashas Vayeshev, so you should also read through parashas Vayeshev, but it's not just enough to read parashas Vayeshev in your chumash one time, but rather shnayim mikra, twice with the psukim, the echa targum, and once with, quote-unquote, the loose translation is a translation. And the Gemara adds, vafilu ataros v'divon. Even psukim, like found in the end of Parashas Matos, of Ataros and Divon, these are names of places that the Bnei Reuven and the Bnei Gad wished to receive as part of the Yerusha. And the translation of Ataros and Divon is Ataros and Divon. Even those psukim must be read Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum. And what's the reason? Shekol Hamashtim Parashios of Yimat Zibor, that anyone who completes his Parashios on pace with the public, ma'arich lo yama bushnosav, his days and his years are lengthened for him. The Gemara goes on to say, Rav Bibi Barabaya sever l'ash luminhu l'parshasaya, dechula shasa b'male diyoma dekipure. That Rav Bibi Barabaya wanted to finish up Shnayim Mikra, to do the entire Shnayim Mikra at Erev Yom Kippur. One of the Mefarshim explains, I believe this is the Eshel Avram, that Yom Kippur was the day that the Torah was given to us, and he wanted to honor that day by doing Shnayim Mikra for the whole year on Yom Kippur. So, Tarnali Rechia Barav Midifti, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'nisem es nafshosechem b'chodesh b'tzar b'tisha l'chodesh b'erev. That you have to fast, you have to afflict yourself from the ninth of the Tishrei, the ninth of the month, from the evening. And the Gemara asks, V'chi b'sishim misanim, what, do we really fast on the ninth? Follow b'asarim misanim. Last time we checked, Yom Kippur was on Yud. We don't fast on Erev Yom Kippur. Just the opposite. We eat an Erev Yom Kippur, and that's what the Gemara says. It'll lomar lach. Kol ocha v'shosa b'tshi'i. One who eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippur. Ma'alei lav ha'kasuv kilu mis'ana tshi'i v'asiri. It's as if he fasted both days. Not the time to get into this right now. But one could ask, who says there's a chiyuv to go ahead and fast on the ninth day that you get credit for it? But some of the mefarshim explained, the idea is that just like tshi'i, you're fulfilling a, but just like when you fast on Yom Kippur, you're fulfilling a ratzon of Hashem. So to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, you're fulfilling a ratzon of Hashem. So therefore, the way the Gemara is understood is that it's not practical to do it all on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a beautiful thing, except you just don't have the time. You have other things to do. So Sabra Lakdu Minhu, he wanted to, Rabbi wanted to do it earlier, when I guess he had more time. So Amar Lei, Ahu Sava, which many Mefarshim say is Eliyahu Hanavi, said to him, Tanina, it was taught, Ubilvad, Shalo Yakdim, the only caveat, don't do it too early, don't do it too late. Kedar Malahu, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Levnei, like Rav Yeshua ben Levi commanded his children, or said to his children before he died, Ashlimu parsho seichu matzibur shnayim mikra v'yachatargum. Complete your parashios with the public, shnayim mikra v'yachatargum. So what do we see? We see that there is the obligation, and there's obligation to be doing it on time. Now, just before we even start, the Baal HaTurim has a very interesting remez to this mitzvah. At the beginning of Sefer Shemos, the Baal HaTurim says the words of the Pasuk, V'ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael, stand for the following words. If you take the first letter of V'ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael, each of those first letters are Rashi tables for the following phrase. And the phrase is, V'odom Asher Lomeid HaSeder, Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum, the Kol Na'im Yashir. Any person who learns Shnayim Mikra and Echad Targum following the order in a pleasant, straight voice, Yichye Shnayim Rabos Aruchos La'olam, he will live many long years forever. We'll get to this, exactly what this Balaturim is telling us, perhaps at the end of this year. But again, a rem is about the importance of it. So we see that there's an importance of it. And again, the basic tenets of the mitzvah, without getting into the actual details, in terms of when, how much, what's the order, is it 2 and 1, is it 1, 1, 1, is it by Perek, is it by Pasuk, is it by Parsha, is it by Aliyah, all these things are details about the mitzvah. What we wanted to focus on today is not the details, but rather, just take a basic presumption. And the basic presumption is, you must read through the parasha twice and do one translation, either Unkelus or even Rashi. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that if one chooses to do Rashi, which is an acceptable, according to many, many poskim, way of fulfilling one's obligation, if one does Rashi, one has to be cognizant of the fact that that Rashi does not comment on every single pasuk. So if that would be the situation, the Mishnah Berurah says that when one finds psukim that don't contain Rashi's commentary on them, so those psukim should be read 3 times. Either way, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that when one does Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum, it's a very, very good thing. And they say that the Yirei Shamayim will do actually Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum as well as Rashi is. Now, as always, we like to get to the reason behind the Chiyuv, as it always adds to our understanding of the Chiyuv. Plus, as always, we always have more, usually have more than one understanding. And as always, the different understandings lead to different nafkaminas, or differences in the halacha, depending on which reason you follow. This obligation of Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum is no different. And there are two basic understandings in Rishonim as to the nature of this mitzvah and why we have it. The first is brought down by the Sefer HaChinuch, others hold of it as well. Some say this is the idea of Rashi as well, even though it's not so clear. But there are those who learn this or medayek this into the Rashi on our Gemara as well. And this is what the Sefer HaChinuch writes in the introduction to his Sefer. V'achas min ha-mitzvos, and one of the mitzvos v'hu ikar v'yesod, it is a main and it is a foundation. Shekula nish'anos alav, he, that all the basis and all the mitzvos are supported by it. And what mitzvah is that? It's a mitzvah, limud ha-Torah. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes that limud ha-Torah is the main base for all our mitzvos. And why is that? Ki b'limud, that when one learns, yidah ha-adam es ha-mitzvos, a person will know what the mitzvos are, v'yikayim or something, he'll keep them. The Alkain, therefore, kavlu chachamenu likros chelek echad mis sefer Torah. Therefore, a chacham instituted to read part of the Torah, or portion from the sefer Torah, b'makom kibbutz am, in a place where the nation gathers, shu beis hakneses, which is basically our shuls, le'orer leif ha'adam al divrei ha'torah v'ha'mitzvos, to awaken the heart of each person regarding the words of the Torah and the mitzvos b'chol shavua v'shavua, until the whole Torah is finished, then we do it again. And based on what we've heard, Rov Yisrael Nogo Sayom, they cross Okulo Bishon Achas, and everybody reads it once a year. So, continuing on, the Odchi Vununu Racham Chachamenu, Zechron of the Vrach, they cross Okul Echon Mi Yisrael, but they so Bechol Shavua Vishavua. Our Chacham further obligated each person to read it privately in his home each week. Kimoshe Korin, also be mokom kibbutz, the same way that they read it in the shul. B'zehu amram zal, and this is what the Chazal say, la'olam yashdim adam parashiyos avim atzibur, kedei sheyaske b'devarim yoser, that a person should learn them even greater. B'kroso osam b'veso, when he reads it at home. It comes out from the Sefer HaChinuch that the reason of Shnayim Mikra is practical. One of the basic reasons why we're commanded to learn Torah is to be familiar with the Torah and the mitzvos that we have. It's for this reason that our Chacham instituted Kriyas HaTorah, so that we learn the parasha every year, we learn the parasha every year and listen to it, so we'll be familiar with it. And similarly, Shnayim Mikra not only is for this reason, but even enhances this reason. When we do Shnayim Mikra and learn the psukim and translate the psukim each week, it's a keem of Talmud Torah and it's a din in Yediyas HaTorah. It helps us learn it. So if you had asked the Sefer HaChinuch or this approach in general, why do we have Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum? The answer they would say is so that we learn the Chumash and we have an obligation to go through the entire Torah each year. And the reason? So that we know it. However, there is another approach that's brought down by the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen was a sefer from the Rishonim that actually contains 354 different tshuvos, thus the name Trumas HaDeshen, because the gematria of Deshen is 354. The Trumas HaDeshen quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel, who offers a different understanding of this mitzvah. And these are the words of the Trumas HaDeshen. On the Nirim HaDevarim, Delafi Perish Rabbeinu Chananel Depalig, that truth is, the words appear according to Rabbeinu Chananel, who disagrees. For lo mefarish, Ahidah Rav Bibi Barabaya Beparashas Dekulay Shasa Behach Svira Pligi Ulahi Girsa. So it happens to be that Rabbeinu Chananel had a different girsa in the Gemara of Rav Bibi Barabaya, that it wasn't Ahu Shasa, that he wanted to do all the parshas of the year, but it was that he missed during the month of Elul in the Kala season. But anyway, needless to say, the Rabbeinu Chananel is explained by the continues on the Trumas HaDeshen, the words of Rabbeinu Chananel, which is Upirish Intam Hashlama Bishvil Shiyasayim HaTorah Bechol Shana. It's not that one should complete the Torah every single year. Kid Upirish Rashi. That's how Trumas HaDeshen understood Rashi. El Efshar Kedeshi Rogil B'Mashi HaTzibur Korim. Rather, one should be familiar with what they're learning in Shul. According to this understanding, the obligation of Shnayim Mikra is of a different nature, and that one needs not only to know the contents of the parasha, but he must know all the parashas well enough so he can be called upon to the Torah. So should he be called to the Torah to lain, he's able to read along, as the ancient practice, still the practice amongst the Taimonim, was that we didn't appoint one person to prepare the laning for everybody, and then we read along with him, but rather, you're called to the Torah, you got your Aliyah, and you had a lane. That's how it was. So the practical purpose of Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum is not just to know the parsha, to know the content, but also to be able to lean. It's also part of the mitzvah of participating in Kriyas HaTorah or Seder HaTfilah. So again, we have a very, very fundamental difference between the Sefer HaChinuch and possibly Rashi versus Rabbeinu Chananel. And that is, if Shnayim Mikra, purely a din, in Limud Parshas HaShavuah for the sake of learning it? Or is it learning Parshas HaShavuah for the sake of being able to participate in Tefillah and participate in Kriyas HaTorah? Now, there are several nafkaminas between the two. And the first nafkamina we're going to bring down is the Dala Parashios and Yom Tov, plus we'll add in tomorrow's Kriyas HaTorah, Bez Hashem Shabbos Chanukah, where we're going to be also reading for Second Sefer, reading from the Korban of Yisachar. Now, why do we lay on Yom Tov? So the Gemara and Megillah, throughout the year we take up the Torah and have supplemental readings that are not part of Parsha Shavua, such as what we read on the Dalet Parshios or during Hanukkah. Similarly, we have different leanings that we do on Yom Tov that were instituted, as the Gemara and Megillah says, not for Hashlamas HaTorah, to complete the Torah, but that should we be reading about in Yanei D'Yom. It says the last Gemara in Megillah, Moshe Tikkun Yisrael, She Oskin, Hilchos Pesach LePesach, Hilchos Atzeres Batzeres, Hilchos Chag BeChag, that we should be learning those inyanim on those particular days. The question is, would one be obligated to do Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum on these particular leanings? According to the Sefer HaChinuch, there would be no reason, as Lamaisa, you were reading these parashas during the year when they came up. Since you've already studied it, there's no reason to repeat it to fulfill this obligation, as you're already Yotzi. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with doing it, but that's a separate issue. According to the Trumas HaDeshen, though, you would have to do Shnayim Mikra for Yontif. And you would have to, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you would have to do Shnayim Mikra for Yontif, and for the Dalet Parashas, and for Chanukah's laning tomorrow. Because, again, if you're called up to lane, you have to go ahead and do it, whether you learned at a different point during the year or not. Similarly, another nafkamina would be the Haftorah. We know that there's the same line of reasoning. Another nafkamina would be the Haftorah, which would follow the same line of reasoning. According to the Chinuch, there'd be no reason to read the Haftorah, as the reason for Shnayim Mikra is to be proficient in what we call the five books of Moses. And the Torah was instituted as a replacement when this reading of the Torah was not practical or not legal during times of Greek persecution. The Ramah, however, writes, "Ein tzarech lekros haftoros." We don't need to read the haftoros, though, because why? It seems that the Ramah is following the view of the Chinuch and Rashi that the purpose is yedias haTorah, not necessarily yedias haftorah. However, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, one will be obligated to read the haftorah as well. Another shaila would be when to do it. The Gemara we have learned above mentions ubavat shlo yaktim v'shlo ya'acher. Don't do it too early. Don't do it too late. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Pei Hei Dalin writes the following: Mitzvah min amuvchar sheyash lemosa kodem sheyochal b'shabbos. That the best mitzvah, choicest mitzvah, is to complete it before you eat your suda. Now we eat three sudas on Shabbos. What exactly? Which suda exactly are we talking about? So, I think it depends also on how we understand the chiyuv of shnayim rekav v'chatargum. And that is, if the purpose is so that you learn the parasha, so you know the Torah, so then it could make a difference, which suda do you finish by? Truth is, believers read the Mishnah Berurah says you should do it before Suda Shacharis. The Mishnah Berurah does write Suda Shacharis, as he says, you shouldn't read it, you know, you shouldn't delay your meal at chatzos, after chatzos, in order to finish Nayim Mikra. And they say also that one should try to do it before the Suda, because once the Suda comes, and you have the Cholent, and you have the Kishka, and you have the Schnapps, and you have your nap, Shnayim Mikra is going to be out the drain. It's going to be very hard to pick up in the afternoon to go ahead and do it. So that's why many say not to do it, to do it before then. But if you're going to be holding like Rabbeinu Chananel, l'cha'orah, the Suda that you should be doing it before should be the evening Suda. Because if the whole purpose is to be proficient in Kriyas HaTorah, well, by the time you eat your morning Suda, you've already heard the parasha. So what's the purpose of Shnayim Mikra v'chatargum? So this could be another nafkamina between the two as to when to say the halacha is you should finish by the seuda. Which seuda are we talking about? Another shaila would be, what happens if you miss it? For example, let's say your Shabbos passed, you didn't do Shnayim Mikra. Well, according to the Chinuch, you have to do Shnayim Mikra, you have to make it up. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Pei Hei, Mitzvah Namuvchar Shiyashlim Oso Kodem Sheyocha B'Shabbos. We said before, V'imhiyo Hishlim Kodem Achila Yishalim Achar Achila Achar Ara Mincha. And listen to the following one. V'yishomrim at shmini atzeres, which in Ramah adds, v'haynu b'simchas Torah sh'az mashlimim at tzibor. You see the whole essence of the chiyuv right over here, which clearly we can see which tzad that Mechaber is paskening like. But take a look at this and see what you have. The whole purpose of Shnayim Mikra v'yecha Targum is to go through the Torah once a year. Okay, if you missed it on Parshas Vayeshev, the Chori, you got a whole year to go ahead and do it. My apologies, part of the shir got cut off. This is the second recording, I guess it's apropos. So we're talking about Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum. You have to go through the parasha, two readings, so this recording is going to be in two different parts. We were speaking about one of the nafkaminas between the reason of the Sefer HaChinuch as well as Rabbeinu Chananel as to why we do Shnayim Mikra. The Sefer HaChinuch being we should be proficient in the Torah, Rabbeinu Chananel, so that we should be able to be prepared to read the Torah. We say another nafkamina, is what if you missed a Shabbos? We had mentioned that according to the Sefer HaChinuch, you would still have to make it up, because what's the difference? You have to finish the Torah all year. You have the whole year to finish the Torah, the end of Shmini Atzeres. But Rabbeinu Chananel would basically say that no, there's no reason to. After all, the purpose is so you can lane. Well, the laning is over. You wait till next year to go ahead and do it. Here's another interesting nafkamina, and I'll tell you the truth. Have we learned this sugya last year? We would have thought this was a very simple, creative, theoretical nafkamina. However, as COVID-19 went around, and during spring there was a shutdown of shuls all over the world for months, we were left with the question, what if there's no laning? Bichlal. Then you have to be yotze. Do you do Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum or not? So Rav Shechter wrote in one of his Piskei Korona the following, and I quote from the words of Rav Shechter. Others have raised a suggestion that since presently we're not attending minyanim and not hearing laning, we should also not be obligated to perform the weekly mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra, V'yecha Targum. The language of the Gemara and Brachos is that Shnayim Mikra must be done together with the community, together with the Tzibor. And today, there's no local community reading Kriya Satar in Shul. This Rav Shechter says is incorrect, and in fact, the opposite is true. In fact, the opinion of the Ravan is that the requirement of Shnayim Mikra was specifically formulated for those who were alone, and cannot attend Shul to your Kriya Satara. Now, while the accepted opinion is not like the Ravan, and even those who attended Shul and heard Kriya Satara must still perform Shnayim Mikra, all would agree with the Ravan that the Chiv of Shnayim Mikra could still continue to apply even when the local shuls are closed. See, again, once we're saying the Chiv is one of learning, so then we can understand Rav Shechter's talk. But if you're going to go and say that the Chiv of Shnayim Mikra is Talein, then l'chaora, there wouldn't be a need for Kriya Satora. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, during the pandemic, when shuls were shut, there probably would not be a chiyuv of Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum. So we see many different nafkaminas what we have. To conclude, though, while it's apparent the review of Rabbeinu Chananel is not accepted l'halacha, it could be used to explain the opening of the Gemara, who says that one does Shnayim Mikra's Marech Shanim. This idea, brought down by Elazar Horowitz in the back of the Masifta, is based on the Gemara Nekulin, which explains that one who is called to the Torah and doesn't go up is punished by having his life shortened chas v'shalom. Doing this practice of Shnayim Mikra v'yechad Targum allows one to be familiar with the laning and to be called up for the laning at the right time. Yet one could also take these words of Ari Chas Yomim and explain it, as was said by the Levaya of one of the great tzaddikim in the early 20th century, I believe it was the Meitra Ilui, who unfortunately was Nifter, was a brilliant Rosh Yeshiva. He came over to America, was one of the Rosh Yeshiva in YU, one of the leading Rabbonim in America, until he had a tragic death, I believe in the early 50s, of a simple ailment of an abscess of a tooth. And what they said, I believe it was by his Levi, they said, while he wasn't Zoche to Arichas Yomim, he didn't have great days, Arichas Shonim, he was Zoche, though, to Arichas Yomim, to have great years. And there was a quality in it to his life, even though there wasn't as much of a quantity. And if you look actually at the words of the opening words that we mentioned of the tour, the Baal HaTurim says again, if a person who does Shnayim Mikra, what does he conclude? Yichye Shonim Rabos Aruchos La'olam. He's going to have many long years forever. Now, since the time of Adam HaRishon, we know that everybody's died. And we're not going to be down the cup. We're going to be down the cup's chus that all the tzaddikim who have died over the years have done Shnayim Mikra. So, I mean, the Tur himself, I would imagine that the Tur did Shnayim Mikra as well. So what is this idea, La'olam? So if we again say that the idea of Shnayim Mikra is increasing the quality of a person's life by studying the lessons of Parsha Shavua, and each week imbuing and prime oneself and one's himself and herself, each person, or himself and one's family as well, the lessons of Shnayim Mikra V'yechad Targum, so your life is increased, your quality is increased, and the quality of that will bring you that eternity, because somebody who gets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while he has given certain amounts of years to live on this planet, we know that the rewards in Olam Haba will be even greater, as the way that one perceives HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, when it does, is Zocha to tremendous brachos in the next world. So therefore, Bezer Hashem, we should continue with this mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, using it to help us understand the Torah and to make qualitative improvements in our life each week, each day, each week, and each year for many years to come. Kol Tov.